Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Now at 8, the July 4th holiday weekend is here. We have team coverage to get you ready for a busy day of travel on the roads and in the skies. You're also in the right place for your weekend forecast.
Plus, we're tracking breaking news in Durham. A home is destroyed by flames after 1 a.m. We'll show you why firefighters had to go inside three times.
And how much more you'll be paying the next time you park in Durham after a jump in prices that starts today. A lot to tell you about on this Friday morning. We're glad you're with us at 8 o'clock. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Micaiah Thurman. Let's get over to Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. It looks like it's a beautiful start to the day.
Gorgeous. Take a look at this live view of Chapel Hill looking from the top of the hill restaurant. Hardly a cloud in the sky right here. And we're seeing this across most of the viewing area. That'll change later this afternoon as we'll see more cloud cover down to the south. And a disturbance that's in South Carolina will begin to lift northward. We'll start to see some showers and thunderstorms close to lunchtime in our southern counties. And then by around 5 or 6 o'clock, we start to see those moving right through the triangle area from Rocky Mount back toward Durham and Raleigh and westward. We'll see this little line of storms that develops. Not likely to be anything severe. It may bring some brief heavy rain that could affect you if you're trying to get packed up around that time or head out of town or just travel home. But those storms won't last long. That should all be over by about 7 o'clock this evening, and the rest of the night looks nice and dry. We will repeat that, though, every afternoon through the holiday weekend, and I'll show you why Sunday we may have some severe storms. Mid-70s right now in downtown Raleigh. Here's a live look at downtown. 72 is our dew point. Oh, that keeps on going up. The higher that number is as we get into the mid-70s, it feels oppressively muggy. 75 in Fayetteville and Clinton right now. 76 Durham and Raleigh. 74 in South Hill. So definitely a warm start. We'll hit 90 degrees around the middle of the afternoon, and then we'll have those scattered thunderstorms that do start to pop up. The heat index is going to be a big story for us all weekend. I'll show you how it will feel each afternoon. Coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and as we check in around the triangle, no trouble coming in from Johnston County. 40 westbound, all clear this morning. Very light volume all over the triangle. Maybe a little bit of brake tapping on 40 west right around that US 1 interchange heading out toward Cary. And in Durham, we're looking good on the Durham Freeway and the East End Connector, that ride between I-40 and I-85 on that newly opened East End Connector, moving right along without delay this morning. That should save you about 10 minutes to make that connection without having to drive all the way through downtown Durham. No crashes showing up on the map right now. We do have reports of a tree down and a picture of a tree down. This is from our general manager. This is at Lead Mine Road, just north of Lynn Road. It is blocked there. Best alternate route for you to use while they get that cleared up is going to be Sawmill Road, Creedmoor Road, back over to Lynn Road, and then you can rejoin Lead Mine on the way down to Millbrook Road. I want to talk about your trip to the beach this morning. If you leave by 9:30, you should be able to get to Wrightsville Beach by noon, according to our latest calculations using I-40. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we'll tell you about the trip to Atlantic Beach using 70.
Brian, thanks. Today will be the busiest day for travelers out on the roads and in the sky. We have you covered on what to expect if you're one of the millions of Americans heading out of town for the holiday weekend. We start with WRAL's Michelle McConaughey tracking the situation at RDU International. Michelle, I know the travel rush comes in waves. What's it like right now?
Yeah, that's really what it's been like this morning. We've been here since 4 o'clock this morning, and that's exactly what's been happening. We see a lot of people all at once, and then it kind of tapers off, and we see nobody. If you're flying out today, right now is a good time to be here, because look at this. It is not busy at all. There's a very, very short wait at this JetBlue counter here. But RDU does expect more than 182,000 passengers to fly through the airport this weekend. That number is up from last year. It's about 17% higher. They also say you're going to see some new technology at checkpoints that's actually going to get you through to your gate faster. It's called CT X-ray scanners, and it allows TSA agents to see 3D images of the contents inside your bag. You don't have to take anything out of your bag at all. They say it reduces contact and allows you to keep everything in one bag. Sometimes we have to take our electronics out. You don't have to take anything out of your bag. You can keep everything in there. It's a 3D image. It's just going to make the whole process so much faster. They say because of the high volume traffic that they're expecting for this holiday weekend, it's always a good idea. Just give yourself more time. Get here earlier. They also say maybe even booking that parking in advance before you get here is a good idea. We're live at RDU. Michelle McConaughey, WRAL News.
For those driving to their destination, we're checking gas prices for you. Normally, prices would go up before a holiday weekend like this, but check it out. You'll see prices are not spiking in North Carolina. The 3 a.m. report from AAA shows that the average price for a gallon in our state, $4.49. That's a cent lower from yesterday and an 8 cent drop from this time last week. So they are going down, but they're still really high. A year ago, we were paying an average of $2.89 a gallon in North Carolina. Those were the days. The WRO Fuel Tracker can help you find the...
It is 8:13 on a pretty morning. We take a live look at our camera network and looking at Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, and Durham. Pretty sunshine everywhere here in Chapel Hill. Of course, this is our live look from Top of the Hill Restaurant. We'll continue our look at what's happening outside with a view of the satellite. And you can see some showers and thunderstorms down south. That continues to lift northward across our area. And later this afternoon, we'll increase our chance for some scattered thunderstorms. You can see some cloud cover down south even this morning. And by the time we get to lunchtime, a few isolated showers begin to pop up. They'll become more numerous mid to late afternoon, and eventually some of those lift on up into the Triangle area, stretching eastward over toward Rocky Mount and Wilson and back off to the west. And that's right about the time that I know a lot of folks will either be heading home from work or potentially ready to hit the roads for their holiday plans. So just you may need to plan a little extra time. I know it's already on a holiday Friday. The traffic's going to be a mess. We add a little rain to that, and it's just going to make it worse. Let's check out the weekend. It's likely that we'll end up with what we call a sea breeze front. So brings us some showers and thunderstorms to the coast on Saturday afternoon and some showers and storms over the mountains. But our chance for rain in our viewing area is pretty minimal. It's not a zero chance, but we do have, you know, the potential for some isolated showers and thunderstorms. On Sunday, it's a better chance, and we're likely to see some storms developing by 4 or 5 o'clock, starting up near the Virginia line and then sinking southward. This is where we'll have the best chance of some stronger storms. We do already have a level 1 risk for severe thunderstorms for Sunday, and you can see the big difference here. A lot more coverage of rain, a much better chance of some of those stronger storms. You can see the yellow and the red color contours. So I know there are some communities that are thinking about having their 4th of July fireworks on Sunday. Those will have a much better chance of getting canceled. On Monday, we have just a few pop-up showers and thunderstorms that we could see, but the chance is greater that you might be able to at least have some sort of festivities outside. Here's, a look at Sunday with that line of thunderstorms dropping from north to south, the potential for some damaging winds and some heavy rain, a small chance that there could be some hail. We continue to watch the traffic, just waiting. You know, here we've got our 8 o'clock advisory here. This storm is moving west at 18 with winds at 40 miles per hour. We're just waiting on it to become Tropical Storm Bonnie. It just hasn't gotten quite organized enough. Maybe in the 11 o'clock advisory, just before it crosses over Central America into the Pacific. When it crosses into the Pacific, its name will end up being Darby as soon as it develops into a tropical system, possibly becoming a hurricane as it moves up the coast of Mexico. Beaches around here won't be affected by any tropical systems. We'll see temperatures mainly in the mid-80s with a good chance of afternoon storms on Saturday. And we also have a moderate rip current danger up and down the entire coast for today. We could see that through the weekend. In the mountains, scattered thunderstorms, temperatures in the low to mid-80s. We'll see that all weekend long. On Monday evening for fireworks, we'll see just a few hit and miss thunderstorms, temperatures in the 80s. But we do continue with our chance of afternoon storms all the way into next week. Brian?
It is time for Check a Traffic here as we look around the triangle. We still have a report of a crash downtown on McDowell at Morgan Street, but I think it is largely cleared at this point. On 401 Lewisburg Road, watch for a crash out at Perry Creek Road, and then there's another at Jonesville Road. This is plotted at Main Street, but actually it's on the bypass there on 401 on the south side of Rollsville. Not seeing any big delays with that one, just something you want to keep in mind. We still have that report of a tree that has fallen on Lead Mine Road just north of Lynn Road, blocking the road completely. See traffic turning around in this picture that our general manager took on the way in this morning. The best alternate route to get around that is going to be a combination of Sawmill Road, Highway 50 or Creedmoor Road, and then Lynn Road to head back and rejoin Lynn on the other side of that closure. A lot of people heading to the beach. Let's check in on that trip along US 70 from Raleigh down to Atlantic Beach. If you leave around 9 a.m., you will arrive around 12:40 p.m. according to our latest calculation. Back to you.
Brian, thanks. Turning now to the pandemic, we have an update on where the spread of COVID-19 stands in North Carolina. Take a look. The CDC's newest map update shows only 4 counties in our state are in the orange zone for high community spread. That includes Durham, Granville, and Northampton counties. Wake County is in the medium spread category, shaded in yellow.
There's still no clear sign this morning about what's causing dogs to get sick at Jordan Lake. The state tested the lake for toxic algae blooms on Monday, but new lab results show no elevated levels of toxins in the lake. Earlier this week, we told you about a dog who died after visiting the area. State officials say this is always a risk of some level of bacteria in fresh water.
Happening today, WNBA star Brittany Griner is set to go to trial in Russia. She's been in prison there for more than 6 months. A judge decided Griner will stay there while the trial plays out. The 31-year-old and Olympian was arrested after Russian authorities claimed she had cannabis oil in her luggage. Griner's wife believes she's being used as a political pawn.
You know, like, yes, can they get something in return for BG? Yes, they can. Are they willing to do that? Yes. And at this point, I want them to. Whatever you want, please ask.
If convicted, Griner could face up to 10 years in prison. Data shows fewer than 1% of criminal defendants in Russia are ever acquitted.
The founder of WikiLeaks has just a few hours left to try and stop his extradition from Britain to the U.S. Today's the deadline for Julian Assange to appeal his extradition order. Assange is wanted in the U.S. on 18 charges, including breaking espionage laws. Those came after WikiLeaks released thousands of secret government files. Assange has denied any wrongdoing.
A group of Texas educators is proposing to refer to slavery as, quote, involuntary relocation in new social studies standards. The proposal was submitted to the State Board of Education. This comes after a law passed in Texas to eliminate topics from schools that make students feel discomfort. The law also states that slavery must be taught as nothing more than a deviation from American values. We have similar legislation being proposed in North Carolina.
A bipartisan push to boost computer and phone chip manufacturing in our country is facing some trouble on Capitol Hill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is threatening to derail bills that encourage semiconductor makers to move to our country. Now, two versions have already passed the House and Senate. He sent the warning to Democrats as they look to pass key elements of their environmental and economic agenda. They're considering using a maneuver that allows passage without Republican support.
More relief is on the way for families still struggling to find baby formula. The Biden administration says a shipment of baby formula from Australia will arrive in Texas July 4th. The delivery includes more than 56,000 pounds of formula. That's nearly 850,000 8-ounce bottles. It will be available on Gerber.com. This is part of the administration's Operation Fly effort to address the ongoing baby formula shortage.
Help is on the way for many people that have medical debt on their credit reports. Starting today, three major credit reporting firms, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, will stop counting paid medical debt on reports used to determine credit worthiness. Consumers will have a year instead of 6 months to resolve any delinquent medical debt sent to collection agencies before reporting it. Unpaid medical debt under $500 also isn't going to be reported. The changes will eliminate about 70% of medical debt on reports. Well, North Carolina native and award-winning actress Ariana DeBose is speaking out about the U.S. Supreme Court. She spoke with Jimmy Fallon over on WREL last night.
They already came for voting rights. They're going to continue. But they're coming for marriage equality. And quite frankly, they'll probably come for adoption rights by same-sex couples. So this is the time to get in the fight. And it starts on a local level.
DeBose has come out as queer herself. She recently hosted the Tonys and earned an Oscar for her role in West Side Story. DeBose graduated from Wake Forest High School.
New this morning, an Alaskan cruise had to be cut short after the ship hit an iceberg. A passenger on board captured this video of the collision. It happened on Saturday as the cruise ship was heading to the Hubbard Glacier. That passenger says they were surprised by the impact.
I was just surprised on the sheer size of it. Like, it started really small. I'm like, oh, it's just a little one. And it just got bigger and bigger and bigger as it went past.
Thankfully, no one was hurt, but the ship did have some damage. The ship was later cleared to return to Seattle at a reduced speed to let guests off.
That's terrifying. Well, fans of Stranger Things will likely be watching Netflix today. The second part of season 4 of the hit show is finally released. And if you plan to watch, you might recognize some of the places. One of those is Mirkwood in Durham. Several other locations in the Triangle are also mentioned. The creators of the show, the Duffer Brothers, are natives to our state, growing up in Durham. And Variety is reporting that Netflix actually crashed after this release. We'll be right back after the break with more news, weather, and traffic.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Time now, 826. I'm Micaiah Thurman with your top stories. And we begin with a look at weather. It's a beautiful start to the weekend, Elizabeth.
It really is. We're going to see some nice mornings and some stormy afternoons all the way through the weekend. But certainly it's beautiful in Clinton. Clinton's going to be one of the first spots to see some thunderstorms just after lunchtime. And that will continue into the evening commute. It's really warming up quickly now. Look at that. 79 in Tarboro. It's 77 degrees in Fayetteville. 76 in Goldsboro. 76 in Rocky Mount. If you're headed out the door to do a little exercise, it feels steamy right now. But, you know, it's only going to get worse as we get through the afternoon. A high of 90 degrees and then some scattered thunderstorms through the afternoon and evening. Brian?
Elizabeth, we're tracking a few minor crashes around the Triangle, including one on the Rollsville Bypass at Jonesville Road. But as far as we can tell, they're not causing too many big problems. We do have a tree down on Lead Mine Road just north of Lynn Road. You can see in this picture that it's blocking the road there. Consider using Sawmill, Creedmoor, and Lynn Road as a good alternate route until they can get that reopened. If you're thinking about a beach trip here this morning, considering heading out east, a couple of ideas for you. If you're leaving at 9 a.m., you can get to Nag's Head by 12:40. The same if you use 70 down to Atlantic Beach. I-40 to Riceville Beach, we're calculating it'll take you just a few hours. It'll be 11:30 by the time you arrive there.
Well, speaking of travel, RDU expects to see more than 182,000 passengers to fly this 4th of July holiday weekend. And TSA is using new technology at checkpoints to help speed up wait times. They say it'll reduce contact and allow passengers to keep more items in their carry-on bags during that screening process. An investigation is underway after a massive fire damages an unoccupied home in Durham. It happened just after 1 a.m. on North Hyde Park Avenue. More than 40 firefighters worked to put out that fire. They checked the home three times to make sure it was safe. Stay with us on Fox 50 for the latest news, weather, and traffic.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Now at 8:30, it's the busiest travel day of the July 4th holiday weekend. Our team is here to make sure you're ready. We are tracking conditions on the roads and at the airport where you're looking live right now.
And it's beautiful out there. We take a look at North Hills. They're seeing mostly sunny skies, but later this afternoon, we'll end up with some scattered storms. And we'll repeat that through the holiday weekend.
And breaking news out of Durham, why investigators had to go back into this home three times after a fire tore through it after 1 a.m. A lot to tell you about on this Friday morning. If you are headed out for your July 4th destination or you're staying put around here, we're glad you're spending some time with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Micaiah Thurman. We'll call that a staycation. And It's a beautiful start to the weekend. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WREL Severe Weather Center with a look at the forecast.
Much different than yesterday. Yesterday, we were just starting to see the clouds thin out right about now, but we've seen plenty of sunshine this morning. We take a live look at North Hills. And speaking of staycation, folks staying at home, maybe out at North Hills for a little shopping. And I don't know if they have any festivities planned there this weekend, but they often do. Plenty to do around our area as we head through the weekend. You will want to watch for afternoon and evening thunderstorms. We'll likely see the best chance of those in our southern counties today, but as we get closer to 5 o'clock, we may see some of those pop up right around the Triangle area. It shouldn't last too long, but it doesn't take much to make for a messy commute, so it does look like it'll be right here in the evening commute that we could see some of those storms. We'll have a chance again for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and on into next weekend. Coming up, we're going to talk about why Sunday you'll need to watch out in particular. 76 our temperature right now, and our dew point's way up at 72. Very muggy out there. And temperatures keep warming up at 76 in Clinton and Goldsboro, 72 Roxboro, 76 in Southern Pines. We do climb to about 90 degrees for the high this afternoon. We'll kick in some of those scattered thunderstorms late afternoon into the evening, and then those will begin to die out. But as I mentioned, we will hit repeat for this for the rest of the weekend. We'll talk about the heat index that will go along with those afternoon thunderstorms coming up.
Today will be the busiest day for travelers out on the roads and in the sky. We have you covered on what to expect if you're one of the millions of Americans heading out of town for the holiday weekend. WRA's Michelle McConaughey is tracking the situation at RDU International.
RDU International expects more than 182,000 customers to fly through the airport this holiday weekend. They say that number is up from last year. That's up about 17%. They're also trying to make things easier for you to get through security. You're going to see some new technology at checkpoints that'll allow you to get through to your gate faster. It's called CT X-ray scanners, and it allows TSA agents to see 3D images of the contents inside your bag. They say it reduces contact and allows passengers to keep everything inside their bags during the screening process. We spoke with one passenger here at RDU who's heading to Atlanta.
You just got to be adjustable and you got to be flexible. So, you know, try not to get too vexed about anything. Easy sailing.
And because of the higher traffic volumes this holiday weekend, airport officials say it's always a good idea to get here earlier, maybe even book your parking in advance. We're at RDU International. Michelle McConaughey, WRAL News.
Normally, gas prices go up before a holiday weekend like this, but check it out. You'll see prices are not spiking in North Carolina. The 3 a.m. report from AAA shows the average price for a gallon in our state, $4.49. That is 1 cent lower from yesterday and a drop of 8 cents from this time last week. You know, a year ago, we were paying an average of $2.89 a gallon in North Carolina. So these are still very high prices. WRAL's fuel tracker can help you find the lowest prices near you. Search fuel on WRAL.com or on the news app.
And we're staying on top of breaking news in Durham. A home is destroyed after a massive fire. You can see this picture from what firefighters sent at that scene on North Hyde Park Avenue just after 1 a.m. Brett Neese joins us from the fire department with the details.
It was a very large response and also a quick response from the Durham Fire Department. Over 40 firefighters showed up at that house and got that fire under control in about 10 minutes. Take a look at video from the WRAL breaking news tracker of the scene after the fire was put out. You can see the extensive damage there. A fire official I spoke to on scene tells me that almost the entire home was consumed by this fire. Fortunately, nobody was hurt, but fire crews had to go in 3 separate times just to make sure nobody was trapped inside. They believe the home was unoccupied when they got there, but they had to be absolutely certain. Now, of course, the investigation into what exactly caused the fire, it's well underway, but based on all that damage, it's going to take some time. I'll stay on top of the story and keep you updated. In Durham, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
And I think we have Ken Smith in the Live Center.
And we're tracking some news out of the Ukraine war. Some new video into our newsroom. A Russian missile strike hitting a residential area in the coastal community of Odessa. This is new video into our newsroom this morning showing exactly what happened. Now, according to the Ukrainian Emergency Division, it says 19 people died, including 2 children. Also, another 38 residents, including 6 children and a pregnant woman, were hospitalized with injuries. Video shows what's left of the charred remains of the buildings. Ukraine's president says the missiles hit that apartment building as well as 2 campsites.
Ken, thank you. Now to a developing story across the state. This morning, federal agents are investigating bomb threats at multiple community colleges. You can see them all here on the map. They include Durham, Johnston, Edgecombe, Wayne, Cumberland, and Granville counties. The president of North Carolina's community colleges says every school is working with police to track down the person responsible for the threats.
This is a situation of a bad actor or actors. But we don't know, and we are taking it very seriously. You can't afford not to. It's been fortunate that no devices or anything has been found at any of our campuses.
Meredith College also reported a bomb threat yesterday.
The biggest spending plan in North Carolina's history is just one vote away from Governor Cooper's desk. State lawmakers are set to give final approval today to a nearly $28 billion budget. It includes between 3 and 4% raises for state employees and teachers. Advocates say the raises should be higher. And the budget also stashes nearly $8 billion in a rainy day fund. Much of that will be used in case the state enters a recession.
This is a responsible budget that responds to our current needs and plans for an uncertain economic future.
It is not enough. We can do better. We need to do better. The money is there.
Governor Cooper has not said whether he'll sign the budget.
Happening today, an effort to force sheriffs and other local law enforcement to cooperate with federal immigration officers could take another step forward. The North Carolina Senate is expected to take up a bill just passed by the state house. If ICE agents request it, the bill requires officers to hold people in jail for up to 2 days. A similar bill in 2019 was vetoed by Governor Cooper. Immigration advocates argue the measure will erode trust with local officers. Well, starting today, the budget taking effect in Clayton will mean families there will pay hundreds of dollars more per year on utilities. Residents will see their costs for water and sewer both go up by 15% combined, while electricity rates will increase by about 7%. The town cited those rising costs for supplies, equipment, and labor.
4th of July celebrations are set to happen all over the Triangle this weekend. WRL's Out and About editor, Kathy Hanrahan, is in the studio with everything you need to know.
And look at this delivery mix-up of epic proportions. See how the Stanley Cup ended up at the wrong address just before celebrations were set to begin. It's a holiday weekend, and there are plenty of chances to see fireworks and live music. WOREL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with some of Out and About's picks for the weekend. It's going to be a busy one. Kathy, what cities are doing fireworks and celebrations this weekend instead of Monday, which, of course, is the 4th of July?
Yeah, so a lot of cities are starting their stuff this weekend. So here's a list. So tonight, Fuquay Varina will host its Independence Day celebration at South Park. Gates will open at 6 p.m. There's going to be food and a splash pad. Fireworks will start about 9:15. On Saturday, things get a little bit busier. Town of Clayton is going to have a street festival from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Plus, there's going to be a foam party. I don't know if you've ever been to a foam party, but that's some fun there.
I wouldn't confess if I did.
On Sunday, we really get busy. So we've got Apex, Garner, Morrisville, and Wake Forest all hosting celebrations. And it's going to be Apex's first July 4th fireworks display, so that's a big deal. In Garner, they're going to have the North Carolina Symphony. That's going to be a huge thing at Lake Benson. And then we've got in Morrisville, we'll have a celebration that includes a magic show for the kids and fireworks. A lot of fun. And in Wake Forest, fireworks is going to be happening over at Heritage High School.
That is fascinating. Okay, and over in Durham, Enofest is also happening this weekend, Kathy.
I love Enofest. It's just so peaceful out there. So it's happening Saturday and Monday at West Point on the Eno. The festival celebrates the Eno River. Live music, activities for the kids, you can get out in the water a little bit. Tickets are on sale now.
And you just mentioned live music. We have more options for that, right?
Yes, Train is bringing its AM Gold Tour to the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in Raleigh tonight. They're going to be joined by Jewel, Ooh. Blues Traveler, and Will Anderson.
Big names there. So many things and ways to celebrate during this three-day weekend. For more on these events, just go over to WOREL.com and search Out and About. Kathy, thanks. Renee?
Ahead, a push to give North Carolina nurses more power stalls in the House, how it was stopped from moving forward, and who's opposing it. And a deadly listeria outbreak is now affecting 10 states. How many people have gotten sick, and the questions the CDC is still working to answer. As we go to break, a look at the winning lottery numbers.
Now just about 8:46, you're getting a live look at Carolina Beach. I tell you what, it is going to get busy there through the holiday weekend. Right now, a cloudy start to the day. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WREL Severe Weather Center with another option for those looking to celebrate this holiday weekend.
A little bit more sunshine here in Pinehurst, but the clouds are really starting to build, and this is one of the areas that's going to have a better chance for thunderstorms today. So folks are getting out there on the green here. Of course, this is a look at Pinehurst Resort and Country Club. It's a smart idea to get out out early and do whatever you want to do, because we are going to have afternoon thunderstorms each afternoon through the holiday. We take a look at a disturbance. It's moving up the coast, and of course, Carolina Beach right about here. So you can see that rain getting ready to move into the beaches there. But of course, for us, it'll be a little bit drier. That disturbance is going to continue to move northward. We have some cloud cover showing up as we get through the mid to late morning hours, and then some of these showers and thunderstorms that will move up from South Carolina. We'll see most of that in the afternoon and down near the South Carolina line, but we'll likely have maybe a few storms during the evening commute. Really, the focus of this is definitely going to be from Raleigh south. We're just not going to see as much rain to the north. So that's good news if you're planning to, say, hop on I-95 or I-85 and head to the north. You shouldn't have any problem. 76 degrees is our temperature right now, the dew point of 72. That is high, so it's feeling sticky out there currently. Our dew points are on the right, and they are high. It started a little lower in some spots this morning, but everybody's looking at dew points in the 70s right now. Clinton at 77, especially sticky there. That's one of the areas that could see some scattered storms this afternoon. Notice the temperature in Clinton and Fayetteville a little lower than what we'll see in the Triangle area. That's because of a greater chance for thunderstorms. It may keep the temperatures down just a little bit. But we continue to see a high dew point all the way through the holiday weekend, and that will translate to a high heat index as well. It'll feel like mid-90s for today and tomorrow, upper 90s for Sunday and Monday, and into next week, the trend continues. If you're headed out on some of our scenic byways with your motorcycle or maybe your convertible and taking the top down, it should feel pretty good. But tomorrow, just be sure to watch out for a few pop-up isolated thunderstorms. The best chance of rain over the weekend is likely to be Sunday as a disturbance drops southward, some showers and thunderstorms through the evening, and we do have a level one risk for severe storms already for Sunday. So keep that in mind if you have plans. It's a lesser chance of showers and thunderstorms for July 4th itself. You can see the temperatures either side of 90 all the way through the weekend, and we continue to see highs in the low 90s all the way through the middle of next week.
Elizabeth, thank you. We are waiting to hear back this morning from leadership at a church in Fayetteville that was raided by the FBI. We're talking about House of Prayer Christian Churches. A veterans advocacy group says it has complained for years that the church defrauded veterans out of thousands of dollars in disability and education benefits. The group also accused church leadership of leading a lavish lifestyle while fostering a cult-like organization.
What we do know is that they very specifically were targeting service members, trying to get them to leave the military on false disability claims so that they could not only take advantage of their education benefits, but also take advantage of their disability claims as well.
We've tried to reach out to the church multiple times, but haven't heard back. Well, this afternoon, President Biden will meet with governors from around the country, all to discuss the future of abortion rights. The president is hosting a virtual roundtable at 1 p.m. He's set to talk about his administration's next steps to protect a pregnant person's access to abortion. He spoke about one option yesterday.
I believe we have to codify Roe v. Wade in the law, and the way to do that is to make sure the Congress votes to do that. And if the filibuster gets in the way, it's like voting rights, it should be, we provide an exception for this.
Any vote to codify Roe v. Wade would need the support of at least 10 Republicans.
A push to give nurses more power in North Carolina hospitals is facing a big roadblock. State House Speaker Tim Moore used a political maneuver to stall the bill, which otherwise has broad support. It would give registered nurses more responsibility to treat patients without a doctor's supervision. Nurse advocates support the bill. Many doctors oppose it.
The CDC is investigating an outbreak of listeria infections that's already killed one person. The CDC says 23 people have been infected across 10 states. One death has been reported in Illinois, and 22 people have been hospitalized. More than half of the listeria infections originated in Florida residents. Public health officials haven't identified a specific source.
We're tracking a big headline in the world of college sports. We learned overnight the Big Ten Conference voted to add Southern California and UCLA as members starting in 2024. That means the Big Ten expands to 16 basketball and football teams and is the first conference to stretch from the Atlantic to the Pacific. It's also a big blow to the Pac-12. In the NBA, five big names took advantage of the first night of free agency. After midnight, stars including Karl Anthony Towns, Devin Booker, and Ja Morant agreed to contract extensions in the hundreds of millions of dollars. More big announcements could come today. Former Duke star Zion Williamson is among the next names expected to sign deals in the NBA.
Well, get this. The Stanley Cup almost didn't make it to the Colorado Avalanche victory celebration after it was delivered to the wrong address. Married couple Kit and Dimitri says they weren't expecting any deliveries at their Denver home when they spotted an SUV backing into their driveway yesterday. So Dimitri says he noticed a case that looked familiar and then actually joked about it being the Stanley Cup. But when he got up close, he realized it was the real thing.
I said, well, can I see it? Can I touch it? And he's like, sure. So the first thing I did was feel the rim.
Are you guys hockey fans?
We are now.
We are now.
So after taking a picture, the mix-up was quickly sorted out. The cup was supposed to go to the team's captain, whose address was just one number off from the couple's house. It was later delivered to the right place. Wow.
Wish I could get wrong deliveries like that.
I know.
Now to entertainment news. Whether you're looking for something new on the big or small screen, David Daniel has you covered in today's Hollywood Minute.
He was very impressed by her wit and humor.
I must be nearsighted.
May I assist?
Sparks fly between Frida Pinto and Chappé Dirisu in Mr. Malcolm's List. The Regency rom-com is the feature film debut of director Emma Holly Jones, who says she faced at least two significant challenges.
I mean, it's been a seven-year process for me and the producers. And, you know, and the second biggest challenge was we shot this on an indie budget in 27 days in level 5 lockdown in Dublin.
Well, the course of true love never did run smooth. Mr. Malcolm's List is in theaters this weekend.
3, 2, 1, go!
Rob Corddry is hitting the gas on season 2 of Top Gear America. He calls the show one of the most fun experiences of his career, as well as an education.
Almost every single episode that I can think of, somebody's crashing into somebody else. Now, that was a new experience for me, like doing it for fun.
It's terrifying.
Top Gear America Season 2 premieres today on Motor Trend Plus. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
It is 8:53. With the holiday weekend, we know you want to get a check on weather and road conditions. We'll check in with Brian for that. And also, Elizabeth will give you a look at, as we take a live look at Beaufort. We know a lot of you will be heading to the coast for the vacation holiday. We'll check back in with you right after the break.